During the baseball season, the Aggie baseball season, head coach Rob Childress. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Louie. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. How are you and the team doing with a week to go? Heck, not even a full week, 5 days till opening day.
Well, we're looking forward to getting things rolling. I know we fought the weather a little bit this weekend as far as practice goes. I'm glad we didn't open this weekend looking at the weather, but we did get our work in that we needed to get done with our indoor facility, and you know, we're looking forward to having great weather this week and fine-tune a couple of things, get started on Friday.
Coach, I want to talk to you first off about the concept of scheduling. I mean, you have to find so many games. I know you believe playing at home. You know, you got the crowd, money to be made, things like that. So when you start to make a schedule, I mean, how do you even figure out what teams to call? I mean, how does the process begin?
Well, where we are right now, we're working on 2010 schedule and pretty much done with the, you know, the non-conference part of it, and we're actually started on 2011. So we're doing it well in advance. With this condensed schedule now, what I really want to do with our midweek series, if we're playing two games in the middle of the week, is play one team. So they're in the same boat as us. I don't want to play one team on Tuesday night, somebody else on Wednesday that's got a chance to, you know, turn their number one over and come in on us on Wednesday. And so that's what we've been able to do, and for the most part, it's worked okay. But we're working so far in advance, and we try to, you know, play as many home games as we can. And so with some, we're, you know, going home and home. Some's two for one. You know, others, from a guarantee standpoint, they just come in here. We don't have to return the trip. So
I was wondering, you had, you know, you're part of experiencing Nebraska Northern School weather issues, now A&M. Is it easier to find teams here in Texas where there's so many schools that play baseball, so many good schools, and also so close, let's say?
Well, without question, once we get into conference and there's not going to be an awful lot of travel taking place as far as putting a schedule together, there's so many great, you know, teams to play in the middle of the week. You know, talking about out of conference, Rice and TCU and University of Houston and the entire Southland Conference is just, you know, from top to bottom outstanding. So from that standpoint, it is a lot easier from a scheduling standpoint. And then early in the season, the northern teams, even though there is a uniform start date, they still want to come south. So, you know, we're able to get teams in here for our Domino's Pizza Classic, and we are able to get teams in here that want to play weekend series and, you know, have a good feeling that they're going to get them all in because of the weather. It's not going to be, you know, there's still not going to be snow on the ground come middle of March like it was in Nebraska.
You know, something else I was wondering about with scheduling, kind of the cost of the games, kind of like in football. When you bring an opponent in, do you have to guarantee them money, pay them like football does?
We do, unless we're going to return the trip. And, you know, when I first got here, we had a home-and-home with Florida scheduled, and there was not a guarantee, you know, put in that deal. But, you know, most of the time, if we're not returning a trip, there is guarantee involved.
And with this new midweek being two, and these teams are now going to have to stay overnight and everything, is the cost going to go up for the program?
Well, it's always going to be cheaper for us to play at home.
Right.
I mean, regardless. I mean, anytime you have to travel, there's going to be quite a bit of expense involved. So, you know, if we've got to give a guarantee to get a team to come in here and play, I mean, it's obviously going to be cheaper for us than going on the road at any time.
How would you compare this year's schedule to what you call the perfect schedule?
I think it's about as close as you're going to get. I mean, I've tried even, you know, with 2009 and 2010 to play more than 39. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do that. So 39 is going to be about as the number that we'll shoot for every year. Some years, based on the conference schedule, when we have to go on the road for 15 and only get 12 at home, we'll be at 36. But that's kind of that's about as good as it's going to get.
Will A&M still be participating in that college classic down in Houston?
Every other year. So
okay.
Our tournament, the Domino's Pizza Classic, will alternate in the years that we don't go to Minute Maid. So in 2009, we will be at Minute Maid, and 2010, we'll have the tournament here.
When you're putting together the non-conference, do you try and, like, build up the conference play? I mean, I'm just wondering if you try and arrange in any order, maybe the strength of your opponents or that kind of style.
I do. You know, obviously the first weekend, I think it's important that we play four-game series just so we can get four games in because of the condensed schedule. The four or five Tuesday, Wednesday series that we're going to have to play early. But the last weekend before we do open conference, I want to play somebody very good. I want to play them at home if we can do that at all, and treat it like a true three-game series getting ready for the conference the next weekend.
Yeah, opening weekend's about playing, isn't it? First time on the field, getting as many players in as you can, too.
It is. I mean, we want to see what we've got. I mean, we feel like we've got, you know, our top 9 or 10 hitters and feel good about a lineup, and I feel great about our bench. And on the pitching side of things, the cloud's starting to part a little bit, and feel good about who we're going into this weekend and starting, and our long relief and our short relievers. So I'm looking forward to these, you know, our guys playing somebody else. I know they are, too.
I was wondering how scouting worked in baseball. I don't know if y'all have film exchange, film study, like you're going to face Northern Colorado. How much will you actually know other than their roster before you play them?
Well, I mean, going back, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, talking to other coaches, trying to get scouting reports emailed and putting them together. And then, you know, once the game starts, we try to, you know, pitch to our strength. I call every pitch. They're allowed to shake me off. But, you know, we're going with a given pitcher strength that's out there at the time based on, you know, what we're going to look at. You know, stats, you can look at those a little bit. I mean, as far as walks to strikeouts for the other team's hitters, you know, if he's got 30 strikeouts and 10 walks, you know, he doesn't have a two-strike approach and can bounce a breaking ball up there. If it's the other way around, he's got 30 walks and 10 strikeouts, you're probably going to have to finish him in. And, you know, those kind of things as the game's going on, sacrifice hits, does he have any or not? What kind of bump coverage are we going to put on and those things?
So with you using stats, let's say, to that extent, what are the most important stats that you look at? Let's say the first stats you look at when you grab that sheet.
Well, once I get going, I don't look at it very much, but when I do look at it, it's walks to strikeouts. How are we going to finish the guy? I mean, does he have a two-strike approach? Does he not? When he's on the bases, how many stolen bases does he have to date? What we're going off of right now is 2007 stats, not 2008.
Right.
And then, you know, how many sacrifice hits does he have late in the game? What kind of bunt play are we going to put on? And is this guy going to bunt or not?
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your staff. I kind of want to talk about the roles each of your assistants play, their duties. Let's start with Matt Deggs.
You know, Matt is our offensive coordinator, and, you know, I think he's one of the best assistant coaches in the country. I feel blessed to have him here. He coaches third base. He runs the offense 100%, very involved in, you know, every aspect of our program, from recruiting to, you know, executing our practices daily. But he's got 100% control of the offense, and, you know, he's got one of the most dynamic offenses in the country. I know I don't like facing it every day in our scrimmages, and just, you know, he's got a lineup that brings pressure in every area, whether it's stealing bases or, you know, hitting home runs. Last year, I mean, we hit 64 home runs and stole 141 bases. It just doesn't let up. You know, Coach Jeremy Talbot is our hitting coach, our recruiting coordinator, and works with the catchers, does an incredible job, just a passionate teacher. Matt also handles the infielders. And our volunteer assistant, Andy Sawyers, came to us this summer from Nebraska, and he's a guy that, you know, played for me and coached with me for 4 or 5 years, you know, is going to coach first base, hit infield, and right now he helps out with the hitters and also is in charge of the outfielders. Does a really good job, and then I handle the pitching and the overall aspects of the program. But I really feel like, as, you know, I'm going to be here a long time, is my hope, we have as good a staff to put together right now as we'll ever have.
We're visiting with A&M baseball coach Rob Childress on The First Word. We'll do this each Monday during the baseball season. Coach, talk a little bit about that matchup. You mentioned, you know, having to face Deggs' offense. How does that help your pitchers when they have to face that dynamic, that aggressive of a, you know, of an offensive attack?
Well, there's not many of those in the country that, you know, are going to run the way that we run. A lot of times, you know, teams are going to play Earl Weaver baseball and or play station to station, bunt when you're supposed to bunt, hit and run when you're supposed to hit and run. You know, Matt just has a great feel for the game and wants to continue to bring pressure and take chances throughout the course of the game. We may give up an out or two throughout the course of the game, but the pressure we create is going to force the other team into mistakes and create runs for us as we go along. And, you know, he does a really good job at it.
Mm-hmm. And how does that help your pitchers grow?
Well, when we get into a series where teams do like to run, we will face some of those as we go along. Oklahoma, Texas, we'll do that on occasion. Texas Tech, when they have the speed, you know, Coach Hayes is going to run. And Nebraska as well, we're comfortable in that setting. It's not something that we haven't seen on a daily basis throughout the entire fall, the entire January and February as we're going through it. And, you know, in our practices weekly, I mean, that's just something that, when we're thrown into that situation, it's not going to create panic on us. Yeah. It's going to, you know, it's somewhat of a comfortable situation.
And for other teams that don't get that opportunity, that's a little bit of a shock. That's something that costs them the first game alone in a series.
No question about it. And as, you know, the pressure, if we can create pressure on Friday and force the other team into their bullpen early on Friday, it disrupts everything they want to do the entire weekend. And I've said it before, it's happened to us. When you've got to make a move early on a Friday into your bullpen, it just disrupts everything you plan on doing that Saturday, that Sunday, and it's just not good from that standpoint.
Coach, I always wonder about the life of a coach. You guys work some long hours. What is a normal day? You know, hours-wise, or a normal week, let's say, in the life of a baseball coach?
Well, once the season starts, Monday's our day off for our players, and, you know, then they get up, they go to class, they lift on their own, and, you know, it's not really a day off for them. For us as a coaching staff, we're all usually here about 7:30, 7:45 after we drop our kids off at school, and, you know, here throughout the day putting together practice plans and, you know, getting out to the field, you know, around 2 o'clock off the field at 5. And, you know, for our staff, you know, we have 9 kids age 10 and under put together. So our family is important to us. And, you know, we give our kids here at the program everything we've got when we're here. But when we leave, you know, we've also got kids at home that we've got to take care of. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, we give everything that we've got when we're here. When we leave, we've got to give everything we've got to our families as well. But, you know, the summer is probably our busiest time of the year from a recruiting standpoint, camp standpoint. You know, we're kind of looking forward to Friday because spring's almost the easiest time. You just play. And, you know, with the condensed schedule, we're not going to have that many days to practice. Monday will be your day off. Tuesday, Wednesday, you play. Thursday will be a light practice and then play again Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But summer is our big grind. I mean, Matt and Jeremy spend so much time away from College Station recruiting, and we're here keeping the camps rolling, and it's just kind of we try to rotate it where, you know, we do have a couple of weekends throughout the summer to be with our families, but the summer's the busiest time of our year.
Something that's always struck me about being a coach, you truly have to have a passion and a love for the sport, because the life can have long hours or long road trips. You know, it can be a grind at times. You're always a coach every day.
No question. I mean, you know, people, you know, at times I'll ask my wife, well, what's Rob do all summer now that baseball's over with? And she just kind of smiles and says, well, they're still pretty busy in the summer. And, you know, that's all of our wives are very special in that respect. We talk about, you know, our passion for recruiting, feel like we do a good job in recruiting. I think our best recruits are all of our wives. I mean, to you know, live the life that we live and to be the head of the household like they are day in, day out, it's pretty incredible. But I'll tell you this, our entire coaching staff feels pretty lucky to get to wear shorts to work every day and work with young people and, you know, do something that we love to do. It's a great job.
Coach, before we're out of here, I knew, last Monday when we talked, you mentioned you had some position battles. So I'm going to go around the horn, throw the positions at you, and kind of share what we might expect opening day / opening weekend Aggie baseball. Let's start at first base.
First base, still a battle going on. I know both of these guys are going to be in the lineup. Whoever's playing first, they're going to be interchangeable. Luke Anders and Darby Brown.
Second base?
Blake Stouffer.
That's simple enough. That's the easy one, isn't it?
It is.
Pencil in, life's good. Shortstop?
Right now, still ongoing with Jose Duran and Brody Green.
Mm-hmm. Over at third base?
Dane Carter.
Catcher?
Brian Ruggiano and Kevin Gonzalez.
Designated hitter, you said, will be the opposite of who's not at first base that day?
Correct.
Left field?
Ben Feltner, Keith McInerney.
Center field?
Kyle Colligan.
Right field?
Still kind of a three-man battle with Damon Aaron, senior, Brooks Raley, true freshman out of Uvalde, and then Nick Fleece, a true freshman out of Saginaw, Boswell, and Fort Worth.
So with the position battle, some of these you just mentioned still in progress over the weekend, 4 games, that's your chance to give everybody their chance, isn't it?
It is, and some of these guys will get opportunities based on the matchup we're facing on the mound.
Excellent. Coach, always appreciate you taking time out of your day. Thank you so much for joining us opening day Friday. Just can't wait. Who doesn't love baseball?
Thanks, Louie.
Take care, Coach.
Bye.
Rob Childress, head coach, Texas A&M baseball, will join us each Monday on The First Word.
Welcome to the